Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's edition of the show, I'd like to start off by thanking John Leeming for a particularly touching tribute to Jim Buckland last week, and I feel I should say that next week's show shall be a tribute to Frank Hare, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. I thought that two tribute shows back to back might be a little bit too depressing, so for this week's show, I'd like to take you around a journey through some of the new additions to my archive. Although none of this material is new per se, it's definitely new to me, and I know that we've done this type of format before, but it's always a good opportunity for me to show off some of the new additions to my ever-growing archive. Let's start things off with a track featuring the Fox Theatre Atlanta with its beautiful four-manual 42-rank Moller, commonly known as Mighty Moe. In the distant past, Hector Oliveira recorded an album called 660 Peachtree Street, and from it I've decided to open this week's show with that lively Frank Sinatra number called Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Hector Oliveira there, swinging Mighty Moe with Bad Bad Leroy Brown, taken probably from the early 80s or the late 70s. Wonderful stuff. Well, for a very long time, I've been proud custodian of Chris Elliott's recording on the Shays Buffalo Theatre, Wurlitzer, in New York. However, out of the CD set, I only had Volume 1 until fairly recently, where I acquired Volume 2, so I thought I would play this beautiful ballad written by Barry Manilow called When October Goes. Thank you. The beautiful sounds there of Chris Elliott and the Shays Buffalo Theatre Wurlitzer, Four Manuals and 28 Ranks of Pure Delight. Well, I've always thought that the combination of George Wright and his studio organ at the Leslie Factory in Pasadena was better than any other combination known of George and Wurlitzer. For a very long time, I've been looking for a CD on the Banda label called The Right Touch, which not only features music from the LP of that original title, of course, Up a Lazy River, That's My Desire, but also music from another album where this track comes from. It's that wonderful jazz waltz written by Dave Burbeck called Take Five. Take Five and George Wright at his studio organ in the Leslie Factory in Pasadena. Wonderful stuff. And the rest of the album is just as musical as that. Now, it's always a delight to receive new CDs in the post of exclusive material not heard before. And Trevor Bolshaw has been one who's been filling me with old recordings of organs and organists of days gone by. And the latest acquisition of mine from him features George Blackmore at the Piccadilly, Sparbrook in Birmingham on the Free Manual 10 Rank Compton, recorded in 1965 at a COS meeting. And it looks like it was intended for release, but I've never actually seen a copy commercially, so perhaps it was just made for Trevor's private listening. Anyway, Trevor's given me his blessing to play what I want from the CD, so here is George Blackmore in lively samba mode with a samba called the Slippery Samba. Thank you. Blackmore live in concert at the Piccadilly / ABC Sparbrook in Birmingham on the Freemanual 10 rank Compton. Now, I'm not entirely sure what happened to that Compton, so if you know what to do, please let me know, because I'm always interested to find out what happened to these organs after they left their original homes. Now, speaking of Trevor, I think it's about time that we heard a track from one of his CDs featuring his custom-made Wyvern touring organ, with three manuals and 120 speaking stops. Now, I know it's often said that with modern technology we can recreate the sound of a theatre pipe organ realistically at home, but I think that the Wyvern, for its age, comes eerily close. And whilst listening to the CD, I often have to remind myself that I'm not listening to a pipe organ, but a Wyvern electronic organ. Anyway, here's Trevor with a beautiful ballad called I'll Never Smile Again. Trevor Bolshaw there on his Wyvern touring organ with I'll Never Smile Again. Yet another person who's deposited me with many of his own CDs is Paul Kerner, and during a recent visit for a show that will be coming out next month, Paul passed on to me several of his CDs recorded over the years. One of which sees Paul live in concert at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer. So here we go with some memories of Al Jolson. Thank you. Paul Kerner there with some memories of Al Jolson, which included Swanee, April Showers, Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, The Anniversary Song, California, Here I Come, and Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. Well, the four manual 15 rank page organ in the Embassy Theatre in Fort Wayne has been very much in the news recently with the two new releases featuring Richard Hills and Mark Herman. But what I failed to notify you of is that there is a third release featuring archive material of the long-standing resident organist Buddy Nolan. Now, I don't have a copy of this CD, but I do have a number of LPs that Buddy made on the concert recording label, which I can play to you to hopefully fill in that gap. Here's Buddy with I'm Confessing That I Love You. The beautiful sounds there of Buddy Nolan at the Embassy Theatre in Fort Wayne with I'm Confessing That I Love You. Well, we are rapidly approaching the end of this week's show, and I've decided to leave a electronic track as the last track, featuring Brian Rodwell. This recording was passed to me recently by Mark Laughlin, who got that copy from David Reed. Now, where David Reed got his copy from, I don't know, because he hasn't told me. Anyway, it features Brian Rodwell live in concert in the late 70s at a pub in Finchley, with a drummer called Dez, who is referred to in the concert as the human knocking box, and the atmosphere is intoxicating. The performance is wonderful and musical and typical Brian Rodwell fun at the Hammond. And I know that my co-presenters John and Nigel will be listening to this with big beaming grins on their face as Brian Rodwell tackles the woodchopper's ball. Ryan Rodwell there, live in concert at a pub in Finchley with the Woodchoppers Ball. Absolutely ecstatic and exciting playing, and believe me, the rest of the concert or gathering is just as exciting and interesting as that. So if you want more, do let me know. Anyway, that's the end of this week's show, and I hope that you've enjoyed a little journey into some of the new additions to my archive, and I hope that you'll be able to join me next Thursday at 8 p.m. where I'll be playing tribute to Frank Hare. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care!